So, I read on your profile that you like discussing philosophy. That's pretty cool. I actually studied philosophy for a while myself. Don't get me wrong, it was pretty fun, but in the end, I don't think it was for me. Oh, I don't know. I think it's a little too hypothetical. You know, all those thought experiments. Like, I'm a problem solver. I don't like people making up arbitrary rules for what's possible. You know what I mean? I can't really place myself into a situation like that. Like the trolley problem or whatever. If were up to me, I'd just pull the damn lever, divert the tram, and shout out that one person on the track to get out of the way. And there you go! Everybody's happy and nobody has to die. I don't know. Maybe I just lack imagination. How about you? How would you solve it? No, I'm not kidding. I'm genuinely curious. You said you like thought experiments, so I want to know. Would you pull the lever? You would. Interesting. Then, how's this? The tram is already headed for that one guy, and if you pull the lever, it's gonna go to the track and hit four people. Would you do it? No. Damn, you really want that guy in the check dead, don't you? What did he ever do to offend you? Oh, I see. So you're one of those utilitarians, is that it? All about minimizing pain and maximizing pleasure? No. No, I'm not saying you're wrong. It's philosophy. There's no correct answer, right? I'm just saying, I would totally pull the lever. What? It makes total sense, right? If you're thinking about maximizing pleasure, just imagine how incredibly thankful that guy's gonna be. I mean, I just saved his life. That's gotta be like 1,000 pleasure points, right? Besides, there's like four people on the other track. At least one of them would have noticed and told the others to get away. They're gonna be fine. Don't worry about them. Just think about how ecstatic this guy is gonna be when I save him. And that, in turn, would make me really happy. So now we're definitely maximizing pleasure, right? Still not convinced? I think you're underestimating how happy it would make me. I mean, think about it. If somebody saved my life like that, I would do anything for them. And they would definitely be pleasurable things, I can guarantee you that much. Got any counter argument for that? Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying. And that's a fair point, but totally not the same thing. See, if I save the other people, which, by the way, would have been fine, don't worry about them. But if I did save them, they wouldn't think it was anything special. Since I didn't make an active choice, they wouldn't be as thankful. Besides, It's not the same with a group of people. You don't get that same intense spark of passion. Yeah, well, maybe that is what I'm suggesting. But hey, it's my hypothetical scenario. I get to make up the rules. And if I stipulate that if I save him, we embrace in a fit of passion and then go back to my place and have wild sex, then in that situation, yeah, I would definitely pull the lever. How about you? Yeah, I know you already answered, but you haven't answered my scenario. Imagine that person on the tracks was the hottest girl you've ever seen. And if you saved her, she would do anything for you. And I mean anything. Imagine that she would give you the best blowjob of your life. See? Not so easy of a choice anymore, is it? Are you sure you wouldn't do it? You know what? Let's change the setup a little bit. How about this? You're sitting at a cafe. Outside the window, you can see a tram headed for a bunch of people on the track. You could get up and pull the lever. And if you did, it would divert the tram to another track where there is not a single person. But there's someone sitting right next to you. And underneath the table, she's touching your cock. And if you get up, she's gonna be insulted and leave before you come back. Would you do it? Still hesitating, Then let me be a little more specific. What if she was just lightly teasing you with her fingertips? Just gently running them along the seam of your jeans? Applying just enough pressure for you to feel it. See? I told you I didn't like hypothetical scenarios. So, what's it gonna be? Would you rather pull the lever or have your lever pulled? If that's not too corny. Are you still gonna stick with your principles? What if she started applying a little more pressure, letting her fingers run along the length of your crotch, and resting her palm gently between your legs? And slowly, discreetly, starting to massage it. Would you still get up? Think carefully. And remember to factor in how much pleasure this is bringing me. Seeing you bite your lip like that, sitting there with bated breath, looking straight into my eyes, while I feel you growing in my hand, trying to readjust yourself. Don't worry. They won't see us like this. At least, not if you stay quiet. So, Mr. Philosopher, would this be enough to keep you here? Feeling me grab your hard cock through your pants? My thumb rubbing your tip? No, simply nodding isn't gonna do it. I'm gonna need to hear you say it. I need to hear you say you don't give a single fuck about that tram. And that all those worries about who you're gonna save, about doing the right thing, they all disappear as soon as you feel me undo your button, zip down your fly. Come on, say it. Say, I don't give a fuck about that tram. I knew it. Don't worry. I'm not gonna judge you. I would have done the same. We all need to get a little naughty sometimes. Especially when it feels this good. I love feeling your erection in my hand. Stroking you through your underwear. Seeing that little wet spot form just below your waistband. Rubbing it a little as you get harder and harder for me. Scooch forward a little. Yeah, lean against the table. I know there's barely anyone here, but I want to make sure. After all, it would be a shame if somebody interrupted us while I slide my hand down. And finally, wrap my fingers around your throbbing cock. I fucking love this. Your shaft sliding in my hand, all warm and slippery. You like this? What if I speed up a little? It's exciting, isn't it? I love doing it like this in public. Everyone around us going about their daily lives, not knowing what's going on, not aware of the unbearable tension that's starting to build. If only they paid attention, they would notice. They would see you squirming in your seat. They'd hear your breath getting heavier, your eyes gazing into mine. And they'd see how much it turns me on to see how badly you want to let it out. Just grunt and moan in pleasure. Too bad you can't tell me how good it feels. How close you are to orgasm. Just barely managing to hold it After all, reducing it all down to a soft little whimper. yes. That's it. We're getting a little closer. You're okay with this, right? Coming underneath the table. Good. Because you've made your decision now. And this tram isn't gonna slow down. Oh, yeah. That's it. Just a little bit more. Remember, you have to stay quiet. Bite your lip if you have to. Or, here, bury your face in my shoulder. Oh, yeah. Here it comes. Come on. Come for me. Let it all out. That's it. Just a little more. Nicely done. It couldn't have been easy staying quiet. Quick. Tuck it back in before somebody comes. Oh shit. I think someone's coming our way. Oh, hey. No thanks. We're fine. Oh yeah, absolutely. The coffee was amazing. We were just, about to leave. So. Oh. By the way, do you have a restroom here? Down the hall, to the right? Got it. Thank you so much for your time. Looks like you came just in time. Imagine what would have happened otherwise. We'd better get out of here. I'm just gonna swing by the restroom. Yeah, you go ahead. I'll be right there with you. If I'm not, well, I think you'd better go check on me. You heard what she said, right? Down the hall, to the right.